What's up, Nation? It's your boys. We're back again for another episode of the Rude Boys Power Hour Plus. I'm Sherm. And that absence you hear is fucking Tommy Hollywood all of a sudden just wants to kind of show up whenever he does. Doesn't look at the notes. No fucking production notes or anything like that. Like, just rolls in, whatever. You want to talk about being thankful? Because that's what we're going to talk about this episode. I'm not thankful for this attitude, okay? I'm not thankful for this new attitude that he brings to the Rude Boys podcast network. I'm not thankful, okay? But you're going to hear about other things I'm thankful for, and you would have heard other things that Tom's thankful for, but Hollywood ballsack over here can't show up whenever we have a fucking recording. I'm so incensed. But anyway, it's episode 59, I think. Tom usually does this. I'm lost without him. Episode 59 of the Rude Boys Power Hour Plus. And it's going to be a solo effort right now. Who's in my mouth, you ask? Well, let me tell you.
What is up, Nation? How the hell are all of you?
Tom, Chris, how are you? Thank you for joining buddy boy.
Sorry. I was meeting with some agents. I was getting some lemon water for my voice.
Sure, yeah. Okay, yeah. No, I gotta keep those golden pipes.
Yeah. So, all right. So, Nation, welcome. Episode 59.
We did this already.
Of the Rude Boys Power Hour Plus, we will be talking about what we are thankful for on this wonderful episode. And I have notes today, baby. Wow. Oh, yeah.
You took it in between, what, your massage sessions or what?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Korean massages.
All right, so I already did the intro, but thank you. I'm so thankful, Tommy. Real talk, I'm thankful for you, buddy.
I'm thankful for you.
And I already did the fucking intro. All
right, cool. Well, they get a double dose because that's how Tommy Hollywood does things. Double dose.
Yeah.
I don't like Tommy Hollywood. That's not going to stick, I don't think.
No, I think it is.
Yeah.
Who's in your mouth, Hollywood?
I got some lemon water now. It's some coffee.
Okay. Nice.
Some, trying to Decaf, keep the energy
the
going.
What's the brand? Fucking spill the brand.
Stop and Shop.
Right. Hey, living it fucking ritzy, baby.
Hey, look. Sometimes times are tough, okay? Even for Hollywood.
You know what? Yeah, there's a writer's strike, right?
I don't live in the hills. I live in the burbs.
I got you. All
right,
you.
Come on. Who's in your mouth?
Recording session right now. I got some Poland Spring natural spring water, so I think this is the most Hollywood thing in this room right now. Yeah, some spring water, 100%.
Nice.
1845, born in Maine. Poland Spring brand.
Cool. We didn't ask for its life story.
It's got evergreen spring water.
All right, come on, clink it up. All right,
clink and thud. Ready? Okay. Like that.
No caffeine.
Oh, what's the point of even having caffeine-free coffee?
I like the taste, and I've made a pot of coffee before where I'm just like, I'm gonna have decaf because I just, I like the taste of coffee.
Okay.
And it turned out it was regular coffee, and I was up till like 3 in the morning.
I'm glad caffeine still does that for you, because it does not do that for me.
Fucks me up sometimes, man.
Good. I'm glad. You enjoy that.
Yeah.
It means you're still young. Got a wonderful Hollywood career ahead of you.
Absolutely.
All right.
All right.
Go on to Blitzkrieg.
Blitzkrieg, baby. Alright, Blitzkrieg news. We are going to start off in games as we normally do.
Trying to hold my hand.
Shh. Oh, just to touch take me. It. I'm not trying. I'm succeeding.
Oh God. Harvey Firestein.
Games.
Firestein. No, you wouldn't be Harvey Firestein.
It's final. Shovel Knight, King of Cards, Showdown, and Treasure Trove, released December 10th.
So the final. So now Yacht Club Games is now released from their prison, that is Shovel Knight. They are fulfilling all of the Shovel Knight things.
Never to do anything else.
Nah, they'll do some other. I mean, they dabble here and there, but Shovel Knight's their main thing. So
dabble on his nuts.
Okay, so... So, the last... Last?
Last?
The latest, last? The latest expansion for Shovel Knight, Treasure Trove, which is the Shovel Knight, that whole collection that we love. We played. We love it. It's coming out December 10th. And there's also a multiplayer battle thing, and the amiibo is great. Shovel Knight. Here it is, the final chapter of Shovel Knight, until Shovel Knight Dig comes out maybe next year. Shovel Knight's everywhere. Did you see Shovel Knight Bloodstained?
I really feel like we are... Yes, I did.
Cool.
I really feel like we're slurring our words more, and neither of us are drinking.
No, yeah, you're right, because it's late night recording.
Yeah.
That's what happens here in the recording studio.
Little DMX is being little DMX.
Keep it village, Craig.
Moving... Street Fighter V Champion Edition coming February 14th, 2020.
So this edition has 40 characters. It's got a whole bunch of costumes, a whole bunch of stages. What is your history? Oh, he's going to break that seltzer can. What is your... Recap us on your history of Street Fighter V.
So I bought Street Fighter V when it came out.
Originally.
I was stoked. Yeah. I got the whole poster, like the Ryu poster, because I did the pre-order. Right.
How many characters did that come with initially?
Eight. Came with eight fucking characters.
That's hilarious.
No costumes.
I mean, that's not hilarious.
No story for any of those.
They nickel and dime you.
Oh my god. It was horrible.
But this seems like the one to get. I don't think they're going to add anything out. Well, they might. So they're also adding Gil from Street Fighter 3.
Mm.
He's like the main bad guy from Street Fighter 3. Blue, half red. That guy.
I'm sure if I saw him, I would know him.
You have the anniversary collection, right? Or the big anniversary dish?
In the house, yes.
Okay. He's the main boss of Street Fighter 3. Street Fighter 5 is like takes place between Street Fighter 4 and Street Fighter 3. Street Fighter 3 is apparently like... It's like this weird story mission... People who love it, love it. People like Tom, not a fan, got Capcom'd hardcore on
that
game.
Like...
But this might be the one to get, Tom, not gonna lie.
And it does come out on Valentine's Day, so right. I will be alone anyway.
I feel like there's a history of fighting games coming out on Valentine's Day, because didn't Marvel vs. Capcom 3 come out on a Valentine's Day?
Probably.
I remember you told a story, you were at GameStop, midnight release, and you're like, and I think you were with a buddy... And you were there, and then you guys were talking about what happened on Raw, and it was The Rock came back.
Yeah.
And then the clerk was like, "Oh, thanks for spoiling it for me," or something like that. And it's like, all right, whatever.
That was after our buddy put a six pack to the head by himself.
To the head.
Yeah, like he fucking downed the six pack by himself.
Good for him.
Yeah.
It's the day of love.
Yeah, self love. Self-love. All right, keep it
so,
blitzkrieg.
Like beating yourself up in a video game.
Yeah.
Continue.
Yeah, beating my wallet against my dick, because that's what Street Fighter V would be doing to me again.
All right.
Valve says, what? Half-Life 3?
So, my God, yeah. Valve has an announcement as per recording. Hasn't happened yet, and I'm going to tell you what it is.
It's a new Half-Life game for VR. Yep.
And that's quite an announcement, wouldn't you say, Tom?
Yeah, cool. I have no love for Valve or Half-Life, so
okay.
Cool, good on you guys who do have it. I really hope you guys get Capcom'd.
Oh, boy.
Because I need everyone to feel my pain.
Tom, we've opened up some old wounds.
Pour some lemon juice in there, some iodine.
We should have a segment called Old Wounds.
Ooh, that'd be good.
What else we got?
Yeah. Comic news. R.I.P. Tom Lyle. He is best known for Scarlet Spider.
Scarlet Spider, yep. He was the artist for Spider-Man, that title.
Yeah.
When I started reading comics. So like Maximum Carnage, Clone Saga. So his stuff.
He got rid of the web pits, right?
I don't really remember the history of that. I wasn't into that. I know you're not a big fan of the
web pits.
Underarms.
Web pits.
But I mean Bagley was my boy
mm-hmm.
reading Spider-Man books back then, but Tom Lyle, he was a close
second.
Sure.
Yeah, yep. No, he was very good.
Yeah, as far as like those classic 90s, yeah, like that's what it was about.
Yeah.
So, rest in power, Tom Lyle.
Rest in power, sir.
Movies.
Okay.
Joker sequel in the works. Oh,
maybe.
Mark?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe a whole bunch of money.
Fucking DC.
People going back and forth.
Yeah, DC Warner Brothers pulling DC Warner Brothers bullshit. Fucking getting people's hopes up and then being like, nope, we're not doing this, and yada, yada, yada. And like, it's just.
There's money to be made. DC could really use a nice, big, juicy hit.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I'm sure they want to do it, but like, Todd Phillips is. I don't know. He just seems like a weirdo. I don't know.
him and Alan Moore can go hang out.
Oh, you know, we're not opening that can of worms up, boy.
I'm sure they like lizard gods and snakes.
And I bet they like to get Capcom'd.
Yeah. No, no one does. Mark Wahlberg to be Sully in the never-coming-out Uncharted movie.
Yep, so fun fact, when the Uncharted movie was first getting pitched, Mark Wahlberg was going to be the lead, Nathan Drake. Now it has been in development hell for so goddamn long,
yeah.
He's now playing the older character, Sully.
I kind of wish Bruce Campbell was going to play Sully.
He would be a good Sully.
He really would.
Yeah. Kind of like a man in a chair. Not even a man in a chair, but active, running around.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, you know, all he's got to do is show up in a Jeep with a cigar and just like, man, kid,
and,
you got
to... And be Bruce Campbell.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You know?
Got to get that priceless vase, kid.
Exactly. Black Adam
movies. Games.
Yes.
I like movies.
Yes.
Yes.
They are. Black Adam movie coming out 12/22/21. Yeah, okay.
That's starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I feel like when we were doing, like, what we were doing, when, like, Wizard or some fucking...
Wizard!
Movie, a Wizard did it. When Wizard would do, like, their fan cast for movies, like, when comic book movies were just, like, well, not yeah. starting, but, like, around X-Men and Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like he was always cast as Black Adam. Like, everyone was fan casting him as
oh,
Black
yeah.
Adam.
Oh, yeah. I think you're right.
Know. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It was like Scorpion King era The Rock, and people were like, yeah, he'd be great Black Adam. And I'm like, well, now go figure. Now he can
there you probably go.
Crush it, yeah.
Man, that was really good in Wizard.
The yeah, I love that. Thing, yeah. I love that, and I love the...
The figures, yes!
Oh, shit! They would take, like, the best version of every figure that was out on the market and be like oh, you want the best-looking X-Men team?
Customize here. It.
Exactly, yeah. You need this... Wolverine from this line. You need this Cyclops from that line. Yeah, like,
yeah. Oh, yeah. It was it was awesome to see. And some of the stuff that those...
They do, like, customs, too, which would be nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Some of the stuff people came out with was awesome.
All right, this is some slow molasses news.
Director of the 2022 Star Wars to be announced in January.
Right, so, obviously, episode 9 is right around the corner.
Yep.
And that is the end of the Skywalker saga. Coming down the pipe, we know we don't got the Davids. They're not doing anything like that. We know Kevin Feige wants to do some stuff. We got Rian Johnson's going to do some stuff. But the future of the cinematic Star Wars stuff has not really been set in stone.
Right.
And actually, as of recording today, Kathleen Kennedy, the head of Lucasfilm? LucasArts?
Yeah, I think Lucasfilm.
I think it's LucasArts. Coming from the game sector, the Lucas peoples, the Star Wars boys. She is quoted as saying that they're basically having a hard time, paraphrase obviously, they're basically having a hard time coming up with stories because they can't really pull from anything. And it's like, wow, okay.
Seriously, like, I mean, okay, look.
Granted, they wiped all the expanded universe stuff when the Disney buyout happened, which I get because they wanted to make their own stories, but hey, guess what? You wanted this. So, just
figure it
out. Figure it out. Here's crib something. Who cares? Thrawn made it back.
Yeah. And you know what? Honestly, let's face it. Like, it happens.
Sure, yeah. No. You know, it's like writer's block.
Right, right.
You basically
have these
stories, and you're just like, what the fuck do I do? But then you end up with a cursed child situation.
Here's the thing, though. You fucking just bring Lucas on board. Don't have him direct. Don't have Lucas direct.
I don't think he's coming back.
No, but you know what I mean? Like, fucking... Money talks.
Money
like,
does talk, yeah.
And you know what? Get him involved.
Right. But
you know what? Because he created this fucking universe that we all love.
Sure.
And that some fanboys bitch about.
Right.
You know?
But I think they're having a hard time. They're unknown because like all their stuff has been based off of these movies. Like Rogue One is about the Death Star, basically.
Sure.
Solo, obviously about Han Solo.
Is it?
You wouldn't know based off the title
because
that's not his fucking name, and they gave it to him on some weird fucking Ellis Island bullshit.
I thought it was about me on Valentine's Day.
No, you're gonna get the Street Fighter V Champion Edition. No.
No, gonna get a manicure.
Yeah.
I need my hands to look pretty.
Okay. For
jerking it.
Okay. Thank you for painting. Thank you for
painting. I mean, come on. I'm not gonna sit there and play coy.
Unlike your hand, February 14th.
Yeah.
Hard to get.
I like to sit on it.
Oh, boy.
The stranger.
I will take any Star Wars thing you give me right now. The Mandalorian fucking is crushing it. We'll talk about that at a later time. Yeah, dude, just make some Star Wars shit. Stop.
Stop the drama.
Stop. It just sounds like this is hard. Like, yeah, of course it is.
She really looks like she has no life behind her black, dead eyes.
Wow. All right.
She's, I couldn't pick her out of
a lineup, but...
She's just an AI.
She's
a droid.
Right.
That Darth Vader built, and now she doesn't know what life is. And she should just throw herself into a vat of molten lava.
Okay. That's oddly specific, Tom. Is that like a fetish for yours?
Mm.
What else we got?
Hot lava. Trailer talk.
All right.
Sonic trailer.
All right, so the new design, Sonic the Hedgehog...
Yep.
...has been put out onto the world in a new trailer.
Yep.
Your thoughts, Tom?
He looks good. A lot better than that abortion they gave us.
I don't know what that was.
Still, the movie's not grabbing me.
It's not supposed to, but I mean, it's exactly. definite improvement.
Oh, absolutely.
Even the trailer is just better.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
And I think it's better. And like, props to whoever the fuck put this... Who's putting this movie out?
I think James Marsden's using his own money.
he's just a big fan.
Yeah.
He's just a big fucking fan. Whoever... Paramount? I don't know.
Probably,
doing this fucking movie. It only, like, chump change. It was like $5 million to just go in, fix it up, whatever. They brought in Tyson Heese from... He was, like, the designer of, the more modern... he did, like, the intro and the outro for Sonic Mania... He knows what the fuck he's doing, all right?
Okay, cool.
He's a good Sonic artist, and good. Good on you
good.
For about-facing, getting it done, making it look good, got some good buzz. I don't know if your boys are going to see it, but whatever.
Yeah. Also, trailer I watched today, Welcome to the Neighborhood. Did you see this trailer? It's about Mr. Rogers. Tom Hanks is playing
this
Mr. Rogers.
Came out, like, months ago.
No, this was a new one that came out.
Okay. This movie's not out yet?
No.
Oh.
I think it comes out December.
That makes sense.
And the funny thing is, Tom Hanks just found out that he's related to Mr. Rogers.
Really?
He's like sixth cousin, which really doesn't mean shit.
Yeah,
but still. I mean, this movie looks very cool, very wholesome.
Right.
Something I feel the world needs.
Sure.
Right now. What the world needs now. No. But, like, you know, you have one of the coolest guys playing one of the coolest guys.
Sure.
Like... Very cool. I'll probably go see it. I'll probably,
you know. And it doesn't seem like one of these, like, weird, like, expose movies.
No,
it just seems like a nice, like, hey, Mr. Rogers, like, great.
Yeah, I'll go to a movie with a box of Kleenex for my tears.
From your face.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Don't give me that look. Don't make me a weirdo. All
right.
TV news.
TVs. Let's do it.
TVs.
What do we got?
The Boy's probably coming back mid-2020. Cool.
Something like Carl Urban said on Instagram. All right. So,
good.
All right, neat.
Good. Nickelodeon and Netflix to collaborate and make some Nick shows.
Yep. Streaming Wars of 2020, baby. Heating up.
Fucking Netflix is like, oh, yeah, Disney? Fuck you, the gauntlet. There's my dick.
I don't know about that, but I mean, it's absolutely. Good debate skills, always. So this comes off of Netflix and Nickelodeon basically getting in bed and popping out a Rocko's Modern Life movie and an Invader Zim movie, which I haven't seen yet. I would like to watch them. I just haven't had the time. But yeah, they're going to do more of that stuff.
Cool.
So that's cool.
Runaways is going to end with season 3.
See, okay, so I saw this pop up on Disney Plus, and I'm like, what the f-? And I completely forgot this existed. I think a lot of people did.
It popped up on there because...
Well, because they own... It's also on Hulu, and they own that. Yeah,
exactly.
No, I get that, but it was...
Okay, cool. I didn't know if you got that.
No, I got that.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Have you watched Runaways yet?
No.
Cool.
Remember when I just said I didn't remember it was a thing? So how... Oh, never mind.
I barely listened to you.
Yeah, I see that.
Uh-huh.
So thankful. What else we got?
Nothing in wrestling.
Nothing in wrestling.
Nothing in wrestling.
Okay.
Nothing in etc.
Okay. Is that it for Blitzkrieg News?
That's it. Now it's time for everyone's favorite part of the show. Tom's dud of the show. Bow.
Ah, there you go. All right. I live for that.
Yes, I know you do. So I got a...
Bring the microphone nice and close to you, Tommy, so go ahead.
I got a couple of duds, and I have a hero of the show.
Whoa.
Yeah.
First,
all right. So first dud is Elizabeth Banks.
Oh, God.
Man. I'm just going to do this real quick. Like, fucking... She is blaming men and comic book movies on Charlie's Angel being a flop. And I'm like, no, make a good movie. I don't have a problem with female-led movies. I know there are some people that do, but I don't. Look, Charlie's Angels didn't need to be made again. Elizabeth Banks, get your head out of your fucking ass and make better movies. Or just keep acting and stop directing. Not everyone has to be a fucking director. Yeah, fuck. Second dud is, Jim Cornette. Oh, Jimmy, Jimmy, Jimmy. I'm surprised you're not my dud more often, because I fucking hate you. Chris, step on in on this one. So, Jim Cornette is no longer with NWA?
Correct.
Because he said something about Trevor Murdoch.
He didn't say it about Trevor Murdoch.
No. He said a thing
about Trevor Murdoch.
And it was real.
It was quite racial.
Yes.
But not to Trevor Murdoch. It was just an offhanded comment.
Right.
That he said that was really, really racial. And,
yeah.
So he's no longer with NWA.
I hope he never gets work again.
He is corny as fuck. Yeah, and
I know.
After this happened, he went on his Twitter and he's just like, oh, I guess you're going to have to listen to my podcast on Friday and hear the, you know, because he's corny. He's selling
his
fucking soul.
AEW already said they're not touching him.
Yeah, sure.
I'm sure Vince McMahon will.
He'll be this little guy on his podcast and just like, you know, chime in every so often, like before, like what Bruce Pritchard was doing before, obviously, he kind of got back in bed with WWE.
Right.
But, like, he'll just do this thing.
I love
high spots or whatever the fuck. Like, you know, because there is a mind back there, but it's behind a fucking good old country boy, if you know what I mean. And
a racist.
Yeah, an absolute racist.
Yes. A total racist. Jim Cornette, you suck. Do the world a favor. Eat a bullet. Come at me. Tommy_Cash. You probably won't. You little bitch. I'm actually going to call you out on Twitter.
Let's do it right now.
Once we're done.
No, do it right now.
Yeah.
Do it right now.
No, fuck it.
Do it right now.
I'm going. Here we go.
This needs to be part of the segment, I think.
Yeah.
I think you need to just bash somebody.
Live bash. That would be amazing.
It is amazing. It's going to happen.
Jim.
Obviously, this is a spoiler for everyone who's listening, or actually who's viewing Twitter right now. So what's going on, Tommy?
I'm putting you suck.
Okay.
And are a horrible human being for what you said.
Okay.
Do the world
a
favor and visit the end of a rope.
Hashtag
end of a rope.
Thought of the show.
Hold on. Come at me.
I should probably edit this out. This is not good. I feel like this is like instigation right now.
And we should probably, yeah, you're definitely gonna edit this out.
You know what? I'm not gonna edit it out. How about this? Don't tweet that.
Okay.
Cool. And now you know how the sausage is made. Tom, any other duds on the show?
Not a dud, but a hero.
Okay.
The hackers who hacked WWE 2K20.
Their
Facebook page. Right. And they just put Benoit as a Hall of Famer. They changed the cover page there.
Boy.
They did some other horrible shit, but they changed the logo to the AEW logo. Like, you know what? Bravo. Fuck 2K20. That's a company that needs to go out of business, but they won't. I don't care about 2K20.
Like I feel like, Tom, the worst thing I could give you is just like a Thanos snap. And you just be like, oh, guess what? All you, out of a job. You're dead.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh boy.
All right. It would yeah.
No be one careful. Man should have all this power, especially yeah. Tommy Hollywood.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that it?
That is it.
All right, everybody, get ready for the barbecue. Grab the mustard and grab the ketchup. It's time to catch up with you boys. You like what? That, didn't you?
I like that one. See, I like the fact that you're putting different, like, spins on
it. I gotta try to make...
It was getting a little stale, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, your agent already talked to me about that.
It's yeah.
Like the one note you've given me constantly.
I got so many.
Let's catch up, Tommy. Just like some tomato paste.
What do you...
You okay? Oh, yeah, right. You're not a fan of that.
That's ketchup actually... is gross, okay? Let's just...
Third nut of the shell, ketchup.
Yeah, ketchup is just nasty. Like, there's no reason for it to exist.
Nation, hit us up on Twitter with your thoughts on ketchup, and make sure you CC Tommy _ cash over RudeBoys469.
Yep. What have you been up to, my friend?
That's what I've been up to. Ooh, boy, let me tell you.
Brother.
A little game called Pokemon Sword and Shield came out in honor
of our last episode.
Exactly, yes. You would have not gotten a new Pokemon game if we did not basically reinvigorate the series, put it to the forefront of all of social media.
The foreskin of social media.
That's what we are. and make Pokemon popular again. And that's what we did. And... Here you go, Nation. Great new game, Pokemon Sword and Shield. I can't speak for Shield because I'm playing Pokemon Sword.
You didn't get both?
No, I didn't get both. I don't do that anymore.
I'm an adult.
Right, yeah. I would have said, like, oh, we talked about this, but you don't remember.
No, I do not. I listened to that one this week.
Yeah, so
Pokemon... Look, I listened to our shows.
You did catch up. That should be on your thing.
Yeah, right?
Like, oh, here's my notes, by the way. So...
Fuck yeah, you, right? We're done.
So, Pokemon Sword. Fun so far.
Okay.
I am hitting a bit of I'm hitting a bit of that grind, because my team was really cool.
Okay.
I started with Grookey. He's the grass monkey. There's that eye roll.
What'd you name him?
I keep him Grookey. I keep their Christian names that they are born with. Because, and we've had this discussion, you don't remember this, but when I played Pokemon, either Black or White,
yes.
I don't remember which one.
Yep.
I named them, and I'm like, they're brand new Pokemon. I'm like, I don't know who the fuck these things are, because I'm just naming them after Randy Orton and Chris Jericho, because that was the wrestling thing. Yeah, don't at me. So they are named as they come.
Mm.
So Grookey, I got that little bird.
Okay.
The very typical bird in the game. Mm-hmm. But he's evolved second level. Totally forgot. I really should have had it, and we could have gone through my team, but I don't
see have it. You've hit that grind already when I only have two Pokemon.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, I'm done.
And don't get me wrong, the game is very accessible.
Uh-huh.
The reason why I'm grinding is because the next gym leader I have to face is a fire type. And I always go for the type advantage, so I always go for the super effective.
So you gotta find water.
Yes, and I have a water, but I want another backup. I don't want to show up with just one Pokemon like a fucking jabroni. I want to have at least like 2-3 maybe that can hold their own.
Oh, so you don't want to play like I do?
Correct.
Okay, you want to play good.
I want to play decent. I would probably be done with the game by now.
You want to be a Pokemon master?
I feel like you sing more than I do, if you even call it that, because that is a fucking nails on a chalkboard. Sorry, I didn't mean to hurt you. Oh.
My vibrator just went off. That's my happy place now. It's in my butt.
Every time Tom's like endorphin levels drop, that thing kicks in and he's just like, oh, all right.
Vibrates my rectum.
Right on the A spot.
Right on that prostate.
Gross. So I have a water type, and I was looking for a ground type. And there's a ground type Pokemon that came out, I think, in the either Diamond Pearl or Black White version. He was like a mole. And he had like little like finger blades.
So he's a mole crab.
Sort of, yeah. But I wanted to find him, so I got him.
Is he a Mick crab?
Is he a Mick crab?
The crab.
No, I don't know what that is.
Mole crab mix. The crab.
Oh, God. McCrab? No.
I'm the crab.
But I was trying to level him up because he was under leveled. Tom's losing already.
And I'm sober as a priest.
And he just sucks. I hate it so much. But now I'm starting to get back. I'm getting back into the grind. I need my guys to be like, you know, level 30 or something like that before I get on the third gen. Shit. Like that's just okay. How I feel like I'm ready for it.
Okay.
But I'll tell you this much. The wild area is really friggin' cool. Okay. So it's basically like this open world-ish area. Basically, not even open world, like this big free roam area that you can just run around. You can run into a Pokemon that's like level 40, level 50 or something like that. And obviously, if you're not scaled up, then you're going to get fucking squashed.
Sure.
So that's really cool. And it also helps that the Pokemon are in the overworld now. Like the same thing with Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu.
Okay.
You can actually see them running around in the field and stuff, which is super cool. Because, I mean, that just, like, to me, adds to the universe.
Okay.
Instead of, like, it's like, remember when we were playing the Dragon Quest demo?
Yes.
And the enemies are on the map.
Okay.
And you can actually run into them.
It's like that.
It's like that, yes. Obviously, different perspective, but, like, the same. It's okay. You're not running around and then, like, a random encounter, and it's a Zubat. You know, it's like, you can see them, and maybe some of them run up to you and attack you, or some of them maybe run up, like, it's really...
Here's a question. Two questions.
Okay, go ahead.
Do they have, like, the OG Pokemons in here? Like Pikachu, Charmander.
Okay, so that was a big point of contention for this game because...
Like Beam Genie?
No. That was a big thing because there's a concept in Pokemon called the National Dex. The National Dex is basically your first Pokemon being Bulbasaur.
Okay.
Technically Victini. Bulbasaur, it's basically from the order of introduction from the first frickin' game all the way to the last Pokemon in the last game.
Okay.
Okay?
Which would be this one.
From 1 to 800, let's say. I forget what the number is, but let's say that. But all the games would have their own little, like, sub-Pokedex.
Okay.
So, like, the ones that were in, that would show up naturally or something like that. Or maybe, like, you'd have to beat the game and then, like, oh, man, there's Pikachu showing up. And then, like, that opens up more Pokemon to get to you. Okay? This game doesn't have that. And they've stated as such.
Okay.
It only has the Pokemon that are in the game. And it's maybe like 400 or something like that.
Okay.
And a lot of the guys from the, you know, Red and Blue and Gold and Silver, they fell off. You know, to make room for the newer Pokemon. Okay. Which, you know, to their credit, these new ones really look pretty cool.
Okay, cool.
Like, none of them look absolutely bad. None of them are like... I mean, don't get me wrong. I did catch an apple. It's basically an apple, but it's a dragon.
Appleton?
His name is Flapple. Is it Flapple? It's something called Apple-y? I don't know what it is. The names aren't great.
Flapple. But I hope it's named Flapple.
It's like a little dragon in an apple. Yeah. Tom's face.
Cool.
But, I mean, yeah, the designs I like. And also what I like about them is they are revisiting a lot of the Unova Pokemon, which were from that game that I kind of fell off of. So it's almost like I get a second chance at him.
Okay.
Which, speaking of, one of them that came in, which was kind of like, he was like the Machoke, Machamp, Machop line, basically the big burly one.
With four arms, right?
Well, that was the one with four arms. But this one is Timber, Girder, and like Conkeldurr or something like that. It's basically...
And what?
Conkeldurr?
Cockholder?
Oh, no.
He's a cockholder?
Oh, that's what that means.
He's into cockholding? Oh, no.
He's holding something.
He's just watching, you know, his significant Pokemon just get banged out.
Oh, boy. yeah. Way to just ruin a family fun game.
My other question.
No, hang on. But okay. So I ran into one of these, and it was shiny. This was the first shiny Pokemon I've ever ran into that wasn't a red Gyarados. The end. Super, super pumped. He's in my team forever now.
You got him.
Or she, technically, because there's genders in the game, but whatever. This Pokemon...
Are you assuming my Pokemon gender?
Well, I am when it tells me.
Yeah.
So, there you go. What is your second question?
Have they updated the graphics? Is it still on that green screen?
Oh my god. I'm gonna slap you in the mouth. Fucking Tommy Hollywood strikes again. So that's my Pokemon adventure thus far. Follow me on Twitter at Tesherms, TEH_SHERMS, for more Pokemon updates. And I'll talk to you next episode of the podcast. But for now, cool. Tommy, what have you been up to?
I have been I watched the show on Netflix called Russian Doll.
Okay, nice. Netflix original.
Yes. Did you watch this at all?
No, I did not.
It's about this girl. She's at a party. She's at her birthday party. And she keeps dying. Over and over.
Okay.
And she's trying to figure out, like, why this is happening. And, like, you know, insanity ensues. She meets someone else who's going through the same shit. The girl who stars it, it's Natasha Lyonne. She's in American Pie.
Orange is the New Black, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with the comedian Sam Kinison?
Yeah.
Okay. She kind of like, I kind of feel like she's like that, like a she female version like of him. She's
kind of like that in Orange is the New Black from what I've seen.
And her voice took me a little bit to be like, because it's like very gravelly, like yeah. She's a smoker, like, yeah. You know, probably like 900 packs a day, like just sure. Shoving them down her throat.
Sure.
But
did you see, we've talked about this on previous episodes, Happy Death Day?
Yes.
Is it kind of like
that? It's kind of like that, yeah. Like,
okay.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
There's this one funny part where she runs into the guy who is, you know, going through the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just like, she's just like fucking blowing up. And he's just like fucking shot. Like, it's just like, you know, and that's happening like for like 5 minutes.
Right.
So it's a very cool, the way they left it, I would love to see a second season. Nice, so. Okay.
I mean, it's a Netflix original. They'll probably do that.
Yeah.
Again, Streaming Wars of 2020.
Absolutely.
I mean, speaking of Netflix originals, me and Bonnie, we finished up watching Living With Yourself, which is also a Netflix original.
Oh, that's the Paul Rudd.
Yes. And with Paul Rudd.
And Paul Rudd?
Yeah. Well, only two Paul Rudds. Because Paul Rudd get cloned in the movie, television show. It's a TV show. Eight episodes-ish, half an hour long, super digestible.
Cool.
And not necessarily, like, funny, like, laugh out loud.
Okay.
But very situational, in a sense. I mean, Paul Rudd got cloned. Like, already, like, things are going to get silly.
Oh, absolutely. Bit, you know what I mean? Absolutely.
A lot of it does bring up some like, philosophical questions, though, because, like, I mean, the trailer basically shows that Paul Rudd meets Paul Rudd. So one of them is a clone of the other.
Okay.
What does that put people psychologically? You know what I'm saying?
Sure. Like,
okay, so the original now has this better, stronger, faster version of himself. What does he do with himself? And the clone is basically living a lie and has only been on this earth for several hours. But has a wife in his head, has memories in his head, and has a job that he assumes. And what does that put him in this mindset? You know what I'm saying? So it's an interesting dynamic. Again, not hilarious, but very well done. Especially like the Patty Duke sort of shit where sure. Like, you know, Paul Rudd's in the same shot. Oh my God. Like,
yeah,
you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And like classic, like look away and, you know, you see a face and like, it's well done. You can bang it out. Recommended.
Okay, cool. I will definitely put it in my queue.
Cool.
I'm not just saying that.
No, that's fine.
Just to shut you up.
That's fine.
I
got nothing else to say.
So. I would kind. I'd say that's like a superpower. I would love to be multiple man. Man.
Yeah.
Multiple man would just fucking go to work. Go to school. Okay, now come back into me and let me absorb all that.
Right, but I feel like there needs to be a matter of subservience for the clone, and the clone can't just be like, or the double. What are they? Multiples? What do you call them?
Dupes.
Dupes? Okay. Like, they understand where they're...
Oh, yeah.
All right. As long as that's understandable. Because you're then, showing up with a Ben Reilly situation. And, you know, like, just like...
Well, yeah, that's a whole nother episode we'll talk about.
Sure.
Ooh, okay.
Ooh. All right. Anything else you've been up to, Tommy?
I signed, we did say we're going to talk about Disney Plus, but I got the bundle with... It's Disney Plus, ESPN Plus, and Wooloo.
Wooloo?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's called Hulu. Is it Wooloo a Pokemon?
Oh, it's called Wooloo because I watched Wu-Tang, an American Saga.
Okay.
Very cool, especially if you're a Wu-Tang Clan fan. A Wu-Tang Clan fan.
Okay,
very good. Wu-Tang Clan fan. A Wu-Tang Clan fan. A Wu-Tang Clan fan. Don't step to this. Okay.
Whoa.
Protect your neck.
I heard they got nothing to fuck with.
They don't. Okay. And they're also for the children.
Got it.
Yeah. All
right. Did you learn that in your documentary that you watched? Or your, what would you call these things? Like historical?
It's a docuseries.
Docuseries, thank you.
It starts from their, like, you know, their beginnings, where you see them, like, being, like, you know, drug dealers and hustlers and this and that, and, like, you know, it really focuses on RZA.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone else is involved as well. It fucked me up because they don't use their Wu-Tang Clan names.
Oh, they're using their birth names.
They're using their birth names. Shit. So I'm sitting there, I'm like, oh, who the fuck are you? Oh, but I fell into such a Wikipedia hole watching this goddamn show.
You should just write notes.
Yeah. But by like episode like 3 or 4, like it got, you know.
That's how it was when I saw Straight Outta Compton.
Right, yeah. People,
they were using their, like, you know, their Christian real names. Exactly. Yeah. Use that again.
If you, I mean, honestly, because I know you've never really listened to Wu-Tang, right?
No, that's a glaring omission I have in my 90s hip-hop phase.
Yeah, nah.
It's not due to anything in particular, it's just...
You weren't exposed to it.
Exactly, yeah. It was more of the West Coast flavor.
Right.
And obviously East Coast, like, yeah, I got that too.
Yeah, and the
those specific camps.
Yeah.
Obviously Wu-Tang kind of...
Wu-Tang Clan didn't even get involved with the whole West Coast, East Coast. They were just doing their own shit, like, which is pretty cool. Definitely check it out. It's 10 episodes. Each episode's like 45 minutes.
All right, yeah, I'll add it to the queue. And that's on Hulu,
Yeah,
okay, Hulu. Nice.
Have not seen anything about a second season. The way they left it, I'm like...
Well, I mean, you know how it ends. It's a fucking...
Right, but, like, it was just, like, I don't know, I want more, like...
I got you.
You know, you always want more, like, when you get attached to something. Right. And...
That's all you? I'll make a quick note.
Okay, I got a quick note.
All right, let's quick note it up.
Let's quick note. Quick note.
Rick and Morty, season 4.
Oh, yeah. I haven't watched it yet.
Only seen the 2 episodes out as of recording.
Very okay,
right now.
It seems.
Fine, you know, it's like, you know, basically nothing earth shattering, but you know, just more of the same, which is fine.
More Rick and Morty.
Yeah, which is what I'm Antics, in for. I'm not looking for like another Pickle Rick thing where everyone loses their shit.
You're
online.
Gonna get one, I'm sure.
I'm sure it will happen. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Quick note from you, Tom.
I have decided to start watching The Office. On Netflix.
Didn't you see The Office, though?
No.
Really?
I was very... What
am I talking
about? I was watching it on
Oh, you mean you're starting to watch it from
the beginning.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I know you've seen it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But no, I'm watching it, like... But I've seen it, like, you know...
Here and there.
Season 3. And,
right.
Like, you know, and
so you're
going
to watch from the beginning.
Now that I... work in that type of setting, I'm like, I can appreciate it a little bit more now.
Okay.
Like,
nice.
You know, kind of like, okay, cool. Yeah. Oh, morale's down. Oh, you're bringing pizza or, you know, birthday cake in. Yeah. And
no, a lot of the stuff's well done. The earlier to mid seasons are really well done.
Yeah.
The later season gets a little
long in the tooth.
But what are you going to do? There's still stuff to like in that series.
Yeah.
Overall, it's a great series. Which you already have an inkling of.
Sure, yeah.
Excuse me, I've been holding on to the hiccup.
Like, I love the one episode, I think it was like episode...
Don't throw a number at me, I'm not going to tell you.
It was in season one.
The episode? Oh, okay.
They were talking about downsizing, and Dwight wanted to get an alliance with Jim. And him and Jim and Pam were just fucking with him and had him just...
That's some good stuff, yeah. You
That
you,
and the, nope. That was on Comedy Central. No, I'm sorry. The basketball game.
Yeah, it was season one, yeah.
Yeah, that was season one, yeah. For some reason, I thought Craig Robinson doesn't show up until, like, later seasons. So.
Mr. Rogers.
Oh, man, he's fucking hysterical.
Who?
Craig Robinson.
Craig Robinson is good. Craig Robinson gets a little more... See, this happens in, like, sitcoms like this, or comedy shows like this, where... They have a core cast, and then when the show gets more popular, they try to expand that cast out, which is perfectly fine. But then it's like, sometimes you're just like, I don't even want to care about you anymore, man.
Yeah.
But whatever. I mean, because obviously Craig Robinson shows up more.
Yeah.
You know, Mindy Kaling, BJ Novak, they basically, you know, develop more as characters and are more in the limelight, which is mostly for the good, but sometimes just like...
One of the, like, later episodes was, Jim, like, that they were playing on Comedy Central, Jim was, quitting, and he was going to, like, work in Philadelphia, and it's a Christmas party, and Craig Robinson's just drinking this giant bowl of, like, shit that... that Dwight made, and he's just getting hammered the whole time, getting the nerve to tell Jim off, and then Jim's like, yeah, they're gonna call you for an interview, I talked to them, and oh, yeah, he just fucking just goes, he goes through the table, and fucking just, it is funny.
It's a good show.
Like I said, now that I work in this type of setting,
sure.
I can appreciate it a little bit more now.
You gotta watch it now before,
it's taken off. Yeah, I know.
The Peacock shows up. Streaming Wars 2020.
Yeah, what's going to happen with Seinfeld then? Because didn't Netflix just fucking spew out a bunch of money?
Seinfeld's a funny thing because it, I think it was produced on like CBS Studios, but it was distributed through NBC or something like that.
Some bullshit.
It's some bullshit, yeah.
Right, okay.
Some
gotcha.
Dude, some chick, yeah.
Some dude, some chick, yep.
That's all I got.
That's all
what
I got.
What are you, Tommy?
I'm good.
That's all we got. So what you didn't hear from us, though, catch-up-wise, is Disney Plus content. Because Disney Plus has been out for about 2 weeks. But we're saving that. We're saving that for next episode. Give your boys a good month to kind of get into the nitty-gritty of Disney Plus. Watch some more Mandalorian.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert, it's good.
Take all that... we're going to take all that Disney dick.
Definitely watch the Mandalorian Nation.
Absolutely.
But that's next episode. This episode, though, is things we're thankful for.
Very thankful and for, yes.
It's going to get real, I think. It's going to get real. This ain't no jokes. Might be some jokes.
Oh, it's going to be jokes.
This whole episode's a joke.
Yeah. This whole podcast is a joke. We got little DMX upstairs.
Oh, my God.
He's going through the garbage like a goat.
It's crazy, man.
It's fucking insane.
So,
in the membrane.
What are you thankful for, Tom? Because you, Hollywood, over here, took some notes. Started off.
Well, one, I'm going to start off with
a joke.
Go
back and forth?
Yeah. Right, cool. It's my, you know,
set the mood, if you will.
I'm just thankful for the internet just giving me such gold that I can present you guys with duds of the show. Because internet, don't ever change. You guys suck in all sorts of aspects. Like celebrities who think just because they have an outlet, they have to tweet every 5 seconds. Says the guy that was just about to tweet something horrible.
Sure.
But, you know.
Sure.
Cooler
heads prevailed in that
exactly,
situation.
Exactly.
Right.
I'm thankful for the constant laughs that I can get from the internet. And what are you thankful for?
I mean, kind of similar to that. To be real and also a joke, I'm thankful for my job. I don't really mention it online, and I'm not going to, but I'll tell you right now that I'm in a process of a long stage career, excuse me, and I'm in almost the final phase of the initial steps. I'm talking completely vague.
Uh-huh.
I don't give a fuck. But I'm feeling good about it. I'm hitting my stride. I'm gaining that confidence that I need to for the rest of my working life, basically, because I will presumably retire
doing this
very well.
Yeah,
doing this job. But with that being said, I'm thankful for all aspects of it. So obviously the hands-on stuff, the knowledge I gained, the skills I've grown into. But what I'm really also thankful for is the camaraderie on the job site. I work with predominantly, you know, middle-aged men, and they are the most absolute shot, fucking hilarious people sometimes, and they're all characters. It's all a cartoon, and I can't believe this is real sometimes, like the things people say. Compounded with that, with what you said with the internet. I'll get to this. I work in construction. And I'm on a couple of Facebook pages where people are like, hey, look at this thing I did on the job site.
Right.
And the thing I love the most is that this thing could be a picture of the Sistine Chapel. And then people are going to comment and be like, why are the doors so big? why is those statues naked? Like, they're gonna critique anything you do, and it can be perfection. Jesus and I Christ. Love it, and I love it so much because it is clockwork.
Yeah.
And about this job is you just become like a washwoman, and you become you someone who complains about other people's work, and it just gives me energy because it's just so like, man, like this is, you're all cartoon characters, and I love it. And I'm thankful for it.
That's awesome.
So that's gotcha. That's that. It's a nuanced thing.
Nuanced.
I'm thankful for.
Very cool. Very yes. cool. I mean, I'm also, you know, honestly, I'm thankful for this podcast.
Aww.
Because honestly, it gives me an outlet to just kind of unleash, like it like. You know, sometimes, you know, in our day-to-day lives, we have to kind of be, like, collared down to, like, sure. you know, what is society standards. Like, you know, here I could be a fucking savage if I want, you know? Like,
this is true.
Like, I can fucking sit here and record with just a bell tied to my dick if I wanted to. But I don't. For the sake of my good friend Chris
here. I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you. And I mean, to piggyback that, I mean, I'm thankful for this also because this is a very creative output that the two of us share.
Mm-hmm.
It keeps me busy with things that aren't, you know, family or work or school or anything like that. So it's something that just like kind of keep in my mind. And, you know, to be honest, it is sometimes a detriment because I feel like, you know, I got to get these episodes out. I got to do this. I got to do that. But I'm still proud of the show we put out. And, excuse me,
geez. For better or for worse.
For better or for worse. But even if it's worse, it's like, you know what? This is the slice of life that we've given you. This mm-hmm. is the window we opened up to the Rude Boys. And I'm thankful for that. And I don't know if we want to call this a separate thanks, but I'm thankful for when I hear guys like Ant come up to us and he's just like, oh, I liked it when you did this, or
sure.
like, you should maybe do this. And I love that. I love the feedback. Please give us more. On our social medias would be lovely, but whatever. So
social media is in person through text message if
yeah,
you have our separate
yeah,
absolutely. Numbers.
Yeah.
So.
No, I really do. And like that's what's cool because even like, you know, we're putting this thing out and I mean, I know for a fact I'm hearing it. Sometimes I don't even know if you're hearing it. You know, recent events notwithstanding. But then when someone else is like, yo, I listen to your podcast, and I'm like, oh, shit, you did. I'm sorry. What do you got about it, you know? So
sure, yeah.
I'm thankful for the show in general. The wrestle specials we do, the party cast we do. I still want to go forward on some other avenues. It is a time crunch or whatever
sure.
like that, however you want to put that. It is a dedication, and we're still making it work.
Absolutely.
I'm thankful. I'm thankful for what we've done, man. Almost 60 episodes of this. Almost
I know.
A year, two and a half years.
I had a guy at work who's just like, oh, yeah, send me the link. I'll, you know, I'll put it on in the office.
Oh.
I'm like, no.
Headphones, maybe.
He's like, no. He's like, I got the Bluetooth speaker, so, you know.
Oh, Bluetooth speaker.
He's like, so, you know, everyone can hear. I was like, no, you don't want to do that shit at all.
I'm looking at
trust me.
Gainfully employed.
Yeah. Well, employed.
Yeah, exactly. What are you thankful for, Tommy?
Other things I'm thankful for is it sounds weird not being like tied down to. It sounds so stupid. Tied down to like WWE like network anymore. Like
okay, so you're thankful for the freedom of
just the freedom and just like you know that. I was like, you know, they did the work for me. The content was garbage.
Right.
You know, and just as a, you know, secondary is just, you know, just all the fucking time that I've had to, like, play games now.
Sure.
Because I'm not, like, I'm not sitting there and being like, oh, fuck, I gotta watch every Survivor Series before Survivor Series or every fucking WrestleMania.
So you're taking that you know, negative into a positive.
Absolutely, yeah.
All right, cool,
yeah,
cool,
exactly.
Cool. And I mean,
so.
There's not like, you know, a desert of content out there.
No.
There's a ton of stuff.
Absolutely, yeah.
You could watch. Actually, there's probably shit on right now.
Yeah, right. I think so. What's
up, all right? As far as time goes, man, if we're going to be thankful for shit like that, like I'm thankful for the Switch.
Yeah.
I mean, this has been my go-to system since it came out. And it's definitely, I'm honestly, ever since Smash Brothers came out basically a year ago, it's been with me on my commute. I never used to take it on my commute, only until Smash came out.
Right. Because
I knew I was going to be like, all right, I'm going to play it with some guys at work.
Sure.
And just really, like, I would never have played Bloodstained. I would never have played Darksiders again. Games like Luigi's Mansion, Pokemon. Obviously, those games I would play, but, like, this has given me an opportunity to play things that I wouldn't because of the convenience of being on being a handheld hybrid console. I could really do without the Joy-Con drift, but that's besides the point.
I'm going to piggyback on that. Mm-hmm. I'm thankful for Ultimate Alliance 3.
Really?
Why, yeah, okay. I enjoyed the fuck out of Ultimate Alliance 3. I mean, I do want to get back into it, which I don't think they've released any more.
No, they haven't. They actually released like a trailer for the DLC, which I wanted to check out because I'm curious on how they spun it.
And this is what, X-Men probably?
I think that I don't know.
Or Fantastic Four.
One of the two. 50-50. No way of knowing.
Damn you, why is there no internet? No, but I mean, one of the other things I'm thankful for is, you know what? 2019 was fucking a year for me. I'm thankful for, you know, my family, my friends who were, you know, really there just to kind of like, you know, pull me up out of like the fucking dirt.
Sure.
Like, you know, that, because like I said, I mean, you were there for pretty much everything. So, you know, definitely thankful for like all the proper supports that I needed.
Of course, man.
Yeah.
Absolutely, of course.
Need to be happy.
If we're going the
sappy route.
That sappy route. You took the word right out of my head, bro. You got to stop doing that.
Yeah.
I'm thankful for...
Get out of me.
I'm thankful. Oof, man. How to recover from that. I'm thankful for my girlfriend, Bonnie. Yeah, we're just great. We're vibing, man. This is our 10th year together. And with, you know, compounded how my career is going, you know, things are on the up.
Sure.
That's
awesome.
I wish they were on the up sooner, but again, because of career and because of, you know, financial situations.
Absolutely.
But this is, you know, the stride is definitely hitting, and I'm very thankful for that.
Cool.
And I know she doesn't listen, so I might have to... I'd be too embarrassed. I don't know. Because she'd have to listen to all that other stuff.
What other stuff? I've been very proper this episode.
Do you want to go back to the dud?
No.
Yeah.
Well. Yeah,
that's not great.
Deserved.
but yeah, I'm thankful for Bonnie.
Cool. I'm thankful.
She's best for me.
Yeah, I'm thankful that she keeps us on track when she comes on.
She definitely does, man. She keeps me in track in life and keeps us on track on the pod.
Yeah, yeah. And my last thing is, and this kind of goes with my previous one, is, you know, Nation, I don't know if you guys know, I was in a pretty bad car accident over the summer, and honestly, I'm thankful to be alive, man. Life is, life's too fucking good to take it seriously. So, that's what I'm thankful for.
That's a big one, Tommy.
Yeah,
I'm thankful for your life, too. I'm thankful for you. I'm thankful for having you.
Thank you, brother.
With me at recording, and, you know,
in my general, player, brother. Two.
Oh, boy.
You're my player, two. What? No one else wants to be it, so guess what? Guess what, bitch? You're my player, too.
Nation, nah. We're thankful for you.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for
a very sappy, soapy, very special episode of the Rude Boys Power Hour Plus. I was going to call this a different podcast. I was going to listen to a lot of podcasts. I'm just going to completely, Christ. Completely do a different thing.
Yeah. Keep listening. Stuff your faces like turkey.
Yeah, enjoy your Thanksgiving. Obviously, absolutely. The whole reason why we're fucking doing this is Thanksgiving.
Yes, so happy Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Enjoy, and no matter what you do, whether it be going gamble or fucking just going to friends' houses, just have fun. Do you. Be safe, especially that night before.
Yep, absolutely. And on that note, Nation, thank you for joining us again for another episode of Rude Boys Power Hour Plus. Another episode of books. Nice, thankful episode. I'm thankful this episode is fucking over. I mean, it was a good episode. Solid episode. Oh, boy.
Was it?
It was a solid episode. It was an episode, right?
It was better than adequate.
It was better than adequate. Oh, yes. I like that. All right, yes. I'll take that.
Which is high praise from me.
High praise,
especially when I'm talking about this thing.
So, like we said earlier, next episode's all going to be about Disney Plus.
Yes.
Let us know what you're watching, man. Obviously, The Mandalorian is big. I mean, it also debuted with Lady and the Tramp.
Yes.
That live action movie nobody asked for.
No one ever asked for that. I won't.
All right. Let us know what you're watching. Maybe you're watching The Simpsons. Maybe you're watching Spider-Man animated series. Like I saw, might have been at the recording studio.
Yeah,
we'll talk about that. Yeah. I was literally just about to go into like, oh man, I was watching this. We'll get into that.
Yeah, totally.
So let us know what you're watching on social media, which you can find at the following places. Twitter.com/RudeBoys469. Facebook.com/RudeBoys469. Instagram.com/RudeBoys469. And also our YouTube page.
We have a YouTube?
Yes, we do.
Fuck us running.
That could be found at bit.ly/RudeBoysRudeTube. And that is all lowercase.
I will be so thankful if you guys hit that little bell.
And yeah, subscribe.
Subscribe.
Yeah. Yeah, we would be very thankful.
Yes.
On YouTube, you can find our episodes. On iTunes, Apple Music, Google Play, Stitcher. I fixed that Stitcher thing that nobody told me about.
Cool.
It was only displaying one episode.
Wow.
So I fixed that.
Woohoo!
Probably because I was the only one downloading them.
We're not done no more.
Found at all those locations, but predominantly our headquarters is over the Podbean Network, which you can find us at rudeboys.podbean.com.
Flick that thankful bean.
That bean, I'm sure, is going to be very thankful.
Yeah, for the flicking and the...
If you want to find me on Twitter, I'm at Tesherms, TEH_SHERMS. Follow me and tell me all your Pokemon stories, because that's what I'm going to be all about. Oh, there's a fucking spirit event coming out this weekend, and I'm going to get all those Smash Brothers spirits again.
Nice.
I've been doing that.
I haven't done that shit at all.
How about you, Tommy?
Elizabeth Banks. You can get me at Tommy_Cash, and that's Cash with a K, if you want to cry a little more about men and comic book movies. And I will give you lists and reasons why everything is better than what you put out.
Okay. Great. And that's it, right?
That's it.
That's it for the intro. Outro.
Outro,
that's
intro.
That's everything.
Yeah.
All right, the tro.
Cool.
Thank you again. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
And we'll see you next time on the Rude Boys Power Hour Plus.
Plus.
This has been a presentation of the Rude Boys Podcast Network.
Oops.